As you've been hearing of the programme, we're supporting the HSE's Understand Together campaign focusing on dementia. 64,000 people live with the condition in Ireland. That number is expected to more than double by 2045. There are supports available and we want to talk about those and to learn about how some of them are even here on our doorstep. And we're going to focus on one for now in particular. Leonora Clohessy is on the line and she's the lead therapist at the Clare Memory Technology Resource Room. It's based, I think, Leonora, good morning at St. Joseph's Hospital in Ennis.
Good morning, Gavin. Yes, that's correct. Over here in St. Joseph's in Lifford and the Memory Technology Resource Service.
And tell us about it. What is it, for the want of a better term?
Yeah, and so it's a relatively new service just in the last 2 years. There's about 24 memory rooms around the country. And it's a support service, as you've identified, for people who are experiencing memory difficulties for whatever reason. And obviously in the context of this interview, we're talking about dementia. And so it is one of the implications of people with dementia. So as an occupational therapist, I'm concerned with all aspects of the person's ability to participate in their day-to-day activities at home and in the community. And I suppose memory can impact on that, on these functions and on these activities when it starts to become a problem.
And I might get into some of the specifics in a second, but in a general sense, your work is to help somebody live with dementia and to live well with dementia.
Exactly. And so the focus really of our work is to keep people at home in their community because that's where they want to be.
Of course.
And we want that to be in a safe way and we want them to be as independent as possible so that they can live their best possible life with dementia.
In normal times, because I know things have had to change for obvious reasons this year, but in normal times, what do you do?
In normal times, I meet with a person with dementia and often with their support person, whether that's a family member or a carer or a relative, and they come in and we have a very non-threatening chit-chat, I guess, an interview, and I try to take the anxiety out of that experience for somebody. It can be very difficult to talk about these difficulties, so we try and keep it as positively focused as possible. I focus on what the strengths of that person are and what they can still do, and then I also ask them about what are the challenges for them and what are the things that they're beginning to struggle with, so that then I can identify the difficulties and that I can prescribe, I suppose, as appropriate, what are my recommendations and what may help.
And you are a therapist as per your job title.
That's correct.
What is the therapy?
So the therapy then often is looking at what are the tips and strategies that I can advise them on. So for and what technologies maybe, or I suppose some people, that word can frighten them, but it's specialised equipment that may help in keeping them safe at home. So for example, we may have motion sensor detectors, so if somebody was at risk of falling, maybe when they get out of bed at night time, a family member can be alerted. We can have simplified telephones that make it easier for somebody to stay connected and use their phone to ring a family member. It can be as simple as a simplified remote control. So some of the items, so that they can, change the channels themselves and use the TV or use the radio, whatever, so that they can operate things and continue to do things for themselves. Some of the technologies then can be a little bit more complex, and we can be looking at things like that have GPS tracking within them, so that if somebody wants to be able to go for a walk in their community and they want to do that safely, but a family member wants to be sure that they're okay, there may be something like an insole in their shoe or a watch on their wrist or a phone that has GPS tracking in it. So I can advise on some of what these items are, and I suppose the pros and cons of them, and help people make the best decision about what they plan to purchase.
Yeah. So and it very much ties in with, by the sounds of it, not just people wanting to live in their communities, but the sort of life they want to do. The GPS tracker, that's a negative term, but you know what I mean? That GPS technology would be for somebody who wants to be more physically active, obviously.
Yes, that's right. But not everybody wants, you know, I suppose it's very important to mention that there are ethical considerations about some of the technologies that are available. And a person with dementia must be aware and must agree. I'm very clear about that with families. Sometimes people say, is there anything, you know, covertly that we can, you know, hide on somebody's person? And I think it's very important from my perspective. A person has rights and we have to honour those and respect those rights.
Sure.
So it's important that all of that gets thrashed out so that people know. And also there's implications with cost. So I think it's helping people make the right decisions around those items.
How much of all of the work that you do has had to change because of COVID-19?
Significantly. I suppose I've had to adapt completely in terms of I have no face-to-face contact at the moment with my clients and their families. So it's I'm using video calls, which I have to say have been going really well, because I think people like to have the face-to-face connection, but this is the next best thing. So when they can see you, you can settle them and you can have more of a therapeutic relationship. And also telephone calls have worked in some situations very well. Sometimes the degree of information that I get on a telephone call can be a bit more not as rich, but sometimes it can help for a specific piece of equipment or a specific issue that somebody wants to address.
I noticed you made no mention of a cognitive test or a memory test or anything along those lines.
Yes, so I don't do any testing in the service. I suppose by the time somebody often comes to see me or to talk with me, they've had memory testing with maybe at their GPs or with other healthcare professionals. And sometimes the focus can be very much on score and the last score was poor. And I think that can resonate within that person, you know, that I'm failing. And I don't want the service to be around the score. I want it to be around the function and how we can make that function and better for them so that they can do what they want to do. And often from experience, what I have found is somebody can do quite poorly on a test, but can actually be doing really well within the context of their home because they have great support, they have good routine, they have things in place that are supporting them. So while the score may not have been so good, they're living quite well and they're doing well at home. So sometimes there's not a correlation.
Okay, so that's not a barrier, and it's not. It sounds like that's a deliberate choice, so as not to put people off.
Absolutely, yeah. We are there to look at solutions and not to, I suppose, there's a certain platform that has to happen. There's a diagnostic process, I suppose, to somebody, receiving or being diagnosed, and testing is part of that. But I'm more a post-diagnostic service, I suppose, for these people to give, you know, to help and to give them choices and options.
And you've alluded to this already, and with the very important caveat and very well put about protecting and preserving and honouring the service users' wishes and what they want to do, but you're working very closely as well, perhaps with a partner or a son or daughter, somebody in their family often?
Yes, and often that relationship, I suppose, is crucial, and the support that they have. And I think it's very important that I can help identify maybe what supports are needed by family members or care partners also. Sometimes, you know, I suppose there's a lot of responsibility. There can be a lot of anxiety around, you know, supporting somebody, especially if they're living on their own. And so it's to try and identify maybe where some of the stressors might be, and if I can guide them or signpost them to services that may help. So, for example, Family Carers Ireland is often a huge resource, and then it is located here in Ennis. And I suppose information and support and people who are, I suppose, experiencing similar difficulties, you know, that they can share experiences can often help. Also, we have a local Alzheimer's support network in based in Cúnam Tor and Cathracella, and that can be a great resource for families also locally.
Absolutely, indeed. No, 100%. Yeah. In a general sense, because obviously we're not going to get into anything close to specific cases, but you must be aware, Leonora, of an awful lot of individuals who, I hope, have been benefited and have been helped greatly by your work in that, you know, let's not pretend otherwise. Nobody wants a diagnosis of dementia. It may be very worrying and troubling for somebody to be told that they or their loved one has the condition. But actually, with the assistance, life turns out much better than perhaps they had feared.
Yeah, and I know we've had a recent evaluation of the service nationally, and I suppose the fee we would have sent out questionnaires to determine, you know, what people felt about the service, and you know the feedback has been really positive, and it has shown that people have had huge benefit from the support and the advice and the information that's available through the Memory Technology Service. So it's heartening, I think, and I think also, I think people really genuinely, the feedback has been that they love to be listened to, because sometimes, you know, life can be a big rush, and often, you know, as I mentioned, when people come in, sometimes an interview can take an hour and 15 minutes, but I give people that time because it's important that they can talk and share where they are along their journey, and for family members too. So yeah, the feedback has been really positive.
Great. Well yeah. done on that. If people want to get in touch with you finally, if they feel that you might be able to benefit them, what should they do?
Yeah, so for general queries or to make a referral, people can contact me directly or at my office number, and I'll call that out to you now, Gavin. It's 065-686-3839. And I also just want to mention two resources, if I can. It's the understandtogether.ie website is a huge valuable resource for people, just to help them identify what other services are in their area. And I also the Alzheimer's Society. I suppose not everybody maybe wants to use the internet or the website. So the telephone number for the national helpline for the Alzheimer's Society is 1-800-341-341. And I'd encourage people just to reach out and to ask the question if there's anything bothering them, so they can. Indeed. Ring me for the service, and they can also use the Alzheimer's Society and understandtogether.ie for more information.
They're on 1-800-341-341, the Alzheimer's Society, I mean, understandtogether.ie, the website, and your own number is 065-686-3839. Leonora Clohessy, great to hear about the good work. Keep it up, and thank you very much for joining us in the programme.
That's great, Gavin. Thank you. Good morning.